honored guests, members of the Tibetan Buddhist community of Ganden Mahayana Center, I have the honor to present to you Venerable Geshe Sopa, who has just offered His Holiness the Dalai Lama a mandala symbolic of the universe and the body, speech, mind of the Buddhas. He will now deliver the address of welcome.
Your Holiness, I am very pleased to welcome you here on the behalf of Ganden Mahayana Center. We are very pleased and fortunate to have such wonderful opportunity to meet you personally and receiving excellent teaching this morning. We hope this kind of excellent opportunity also in the future have often. And also we wish you also the to stay or to live for long life as wish-granting tree, as we Tibetans always say, Yishi Nopu, and receiving your blessing in the future. And also, I'm pleased to welcome the friends also here. And to meet His Holiness and have interest on such occasion. I hope we might have such what we are doing. Many or some of you have unfamiliar, might be a little bit strange, but I hope this will be also great benefits sometime. and also I will thank with the Benedict in the center here to allow us to do this. And they also asked me also on the behalf of Benedictine Center also everybody welcome here. Thank you very much.
At this point, I'd like to identify a few things. Now, the root of the Buddhist teaching is compassion. In the sermon that I'm going to give today, I'll be speaking about compassion, which is the root of the Buddhist teaching. Now, this altruistic mind of enlightenment is the attitude of seeking highest enlightenment, one's own highest enlightenment, for the sake of helping others, seeing the purpose of one's own attaining Buddhahood
in order to be of assistance to others. Now this attitude or altruistic intention to attain highest enlightenment for the sake of others must be done within the context of various mental exercises, and if it is done, having accumulated merit through engaging in the rites which we will be doing, it is very beneficial. And if we together generate a good attitude, a good mind, a good heart prior to this, it is very helpful. I am particularly pleased that we are meeting together here to engage in these Buddhist prayers and so forth in the Saint Benedict Center, a Christian center. I am particularly moved by the fact that just prior to this service there was a Christian service and now there will be a Buddhist service.
It shows it is respect each other, understand each other. More harmony, contribute something for common aim. Just last night I mentioned, you see. So we are practice this sort of idea, implemented. So very nice. I'm very happy.
Yeah, that chance to catch a pageant, na. Dango ngay kaya siya sa pageant later.
Mangche. Most of you were probably up at my lecture last night. Last night I was talking about compassion and I'm going to talk about it again today. Until I die, I will talk about compassion.
Just like tea, always drinking. Anyway, it is the essence. So now,
This altruistic mind of enlightenment, which is induced by compassion, is something that is beyond, is something that is invaluable. This neglecting of oneself and cherishing of others is very powerful. Even though for the sake of others one is neglecting one's own welfare is achieved right along the way while achieving that of others. Whether one accepts a religion or not, throughout the world, everyone values altruism, values helping others.
And feel karinali.
Any field. We can feel altruistic.
If we're able to behave altruistically in all fields, in any field, then this is very
beneficial.
Helpful.
Very useful, very helpful. So you see, some people may feel that sort of practice is something impractical, something unrealistic. But here, you see, the way human being, we have some sophisticated brain function.
Mm-hmm.
Now you see, animals, even a tiger or lions, even these animals, with patience, we can train. In that case, we human being, you see, they such a good brain and such a good heart rate, potential. Mm-hmm. We can train any sort of thing. So we can, if you test these practice with patience, then you can know through your own experience that mind can be developed. When a person who are very easy to get angry, for such person, if he try to control anger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Time goes, it can control. And also, in the same case, like a very selfish person, who first that person must realize the defect side or the selfish motive and the benefit about less selfish, right? First recognize this, then train, try to control the bad side and try to develop the good side. And time goes, it will affect. So, you see, this sort of practice is something very valuable if you practice if you implement these things in the daily life. No, ta kaimbene, chigimbene. Ta wana, any same gigandi marasotu yare, condition marasotu yare, silava yina.
Now, someone asks, is it possible to get rid of faults that are in the mind? And how do you get
rid of them?
If these faults did inherently exist, then it would be impossible to get rid of them. If these faults did not depend on causes and conditions, then you could not get rid of them. However, the faults of body, speech, and mind, and especially those, and in particular those of the mind, these being afflictive emotions, do arise in dependence on causes and conditions. These afflictive emotions are generated when one meets with certain causes and conditions. When these causes and conditions are not met with, these are not produced. If you come to know the nature of these causes and conditions and become free with them, then due to the fact of you're not encountering them, these afflictive emotional states will not be generated.
So today in the Tashiro Kane, Ladon Yomon Sabatar, Ladon Yomon Nandole, Tada Jerle, Jerban and Tongwen Yinka when you saw it.
Therefore, Nagarjuna says in his treatise on the Middle Way, through the extinguishing of karma and afflictions, there is liberation. The actions and what we say karma and afflictions are produced from false conceptuality. And this false conceptuality is generated from improper mental application. And its root is the conception of inherent existence. This conception of inherent existence, which is the root of all other afflictive emotions, is extinguished in emptiness through the wisdom consciousness that realizes non-inherent existence. Now the altruistic mind of enlightenment that I referred to first is the root or basis of the vast series of compassionate practices, and this theory of emptiness is at the root of the practices of the profound view. Now, in order to develop this mind that realizes the suchness of phenomena higher and higher, it is necessary to engage in meditation. In order to achieve meditative stabilization, and in order to bring great force to these practices, there is the special practice of deity yoga. In dependence on deity yoga, it is possible to achieve a meditative stabilization, which is a union of calm abiding and special insight, easily. Now, as the very basis for such practice, it is necessary to keep good ethics. Therefore, the complete system of practice in Tibet is explained as externally maintaining a system of ethics, of internally generating this externally maintaining a Hinayana system of ethics, of internally maintaining the Sutra of Mahayana generation of altruism, love, compassion, and secretly of and secretly maintaining the mantric or tantric practice. So with respect to generating this mind of altruism, compassion, let us recite in English, stanza by stanza, the verses of the Gautama Geshe Launitambas, the 8 verses of training the mind, pausing after each stanza to think about its meaning. As was announced.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Yes. Now the first shloka, first verses.
I don't think there are enough copies. This is a single page copy, photocopy of the 8 verse of training one. So please share them with your friendly neighbors, please.
So if we would all recite it together, with the determination to accomplish the highest welfare for all sentient beings who surpass even a wish-granting gem, may I learn to hold them dear.
Now think of it.
Whenever I associate with someone, may I think myself the lowest among all and hold others supreme in the depth of my heart. In all actions may I search into my mind, and as soon as an afflictive emotion arises, endangering myself and others, may I firmly face and avert it. This is referring to our actual battleground, our combat with our own afflictive emotions.
See, enemy is not outside. Enemy is here. We must fight with that enemy. Right? What kind of weapon? Weapon is wisdom based on deep meditation with good motivation. Now, that's our weapon. Not outside nuclear, but inside nuclear. That nuclear, no harm, not at all. So you see, in daily life, with the knowledge, which is right, which is wrong, the bad emotions, right, emotions, we must realize these things, then when you passing the daily life, they always you must internally remain very attentive. Right. Real police must be here. You see, police here must check whether you are thinking rightly or wrongly, and constantly checking by yourself. Then if, from remote corner, the like anger or attachment, these things are moving, slowly, then immediately the police must notice that, then make the siren.
Siren.
Then immediately we must prepare decent wisdom, concentration on these meditations must come out. Challenge. That bad thought. Now that's the way of practice. Now four.
There's one word that's left out here, it's cherish them in the second one. When I see beings of bad nature pressed by violent sins and suffering, may I cherish them as I have found a precious treasure difficult to find. When others, out of jealousy, treat me badly with abuse, slander, and so on, may I suffer the defeat and offer the victory to others.
It is difficult, rather difficult to practice. Almost impossible, isn't it? Now then, next.
When one whom I have benefited with great hope unreasonably hurts me very badly, may I view him as my Supreme Lama.
Now this is very most important thing. Now the in Shantadeva's work, the great detailed description about how to adopt an attitude toward enemy. Now his main main point is the tolerance is one of the most important thing. Without tolerance, without patience, you cannot develop true compassion thought or love. You see, in ordinary sense, the compassion feeling is something mixture with attachment. You see, because of that, in a usual way, very difficult to feel compassion feeling toward your enemy. But if we have the right compassion or right love with reason and based on tolerance, then we can easily adopt or we can easily develop a kind of compassion attitude toward enemy. Now here the Shantadeva says the enemy is the only your teacher who can really teach you the tolerance, is it compassion, inner strength. One's life, the most difficult period is the best chance to gain real experience and the inner strength. Your life goes very easy way. Get very easy. Then your life become very soft. When you're passing through most tragedy circumstances, then real you can develop the real inner strength, courage to face it without, you see, emotional feeling. So, who teach that? Not your friend, not your guru, not your, religious teacher, but only your enemy. So from that viewpoint, enemy is the most precious thing, most precious thing. From him, from that, you can learn many things. So he mentioned that. So on. Now the eighth. Mare, now seventh, right? Right.
Yes.
No, seventh.
In short, may I directly and indirectly offer all help and happiness to all without exception. May I respectfully take upon myself all harm and suffering of the mother. Here is the practice of taking suffering from others and giving others one's own happiness. Now actually this is very difficult to do. There may be some exceptional people who can do it, but it's very difficult. However, our own imagination of the taking or removing of suffering from others and taking it to oneself and the giving others of happiness helps ourselves internally greatly.
It is very helpful to increase determination.
Hmm.
Right. Now end.
May all these practices remain undefiled by the stains of conceptions of the eight worldly principles. May I, by perceiving all phenomena as elusive, be released from the bondage of attachment. As I said before, when it's possible to view phenomena as elusive in the sense that they appear to be inherently existent but are empty of inherent existence, then when we deal with good and bad phenomena, we will not superimpose a sense of goodness and badness to them beyond what is actually there, and we'll be able to be more effective.
Yeah, that's the same thing. To do your work,
there isn't time to go into a great deal of detail.
That's the same thing. That's the same thing. That's the same thing. That's the same thing.
Have you formed some sort of understanding with respect to how to view other sentient beings, other phenomena, and so forth?
Mm-mm. Now, on that basis, that feeling or that idea, take as a basis. Now, the next procedure, next prayer, next sermon, right?
The next item.
Item will come. Tangelia, Yala Dunjikone, and Tossaya, Saksansia in that. Nothing on double or young, Malona Dunjicha. Sutter, Tumori, Casore, Dot Pajinan, Dot Pavuchi, Caro, and the Juju Telia, Changes of Kundu Sampa, Malam.
In the Avatamsaka Sutra near the end, there is this prayer that we're about to repeat, which is done for the sake of accumulating merit and purifying non-virtues.
Sanjay
Now we're going to engage in a repetition. The meaning of it is that one is saying I'm going to achieve Buddhahood for the sake of helping and bringing happiness to all sentient beings.
And
for the sake of that, I'm dedicating all the virtues that arise from my giving, from my ethics, and from meditation, such as of patience and so forth. I'm dedicating this for the sake of highest enlightenment. And at this point, we are in a manner of aspiration or wishing. We are in a mode of aspiration, making the wish for generating the altruistic mind of enlightenment, dedicating all these virtues to that enlightenment. In brief, it is sufficient to think, may all sentient beings have help and happiness.
Please repeat after my word. With, as I already mentioned, with this feeling, just repeating the three times. Actually, that's some sort of determined that feeling. That's the purpose. Sangye Shodong, Sangye Chonam La. Changju Pardo Dane Gyosuji. Dagi Jinsu Gibi Sunamji. Drala Panche Sangye Rubara Sho. Sangye Shodong, Sangye Chonam La. Changju Pardo Dane Gyosuji. Dagi Jinsu Gibi Sunamji. Drala Panche Sangye Rubara Sho. Now two repetition. Finish. Now the last word, with strong compassion, with strong feeling of others' benefit, that sort of thing, then you just determined firmly, I will, from now on, I am nothing but something like instrument for other. I must use myself for benefit of other. That sort of is a feeling now determined in this time, in the third, at the third time. Okay. Sangye Shodong, Sangye Shodong La. Changzhu Pardo Dane Gyosu Ji. Dagi Jinsu Gibi Sanam Ji. Drala Penji Sangye Rubara Sho. Now finished. Now nearly finished. That got what? Ne? That time, finished. Yeah. Now I am very, very glad to be here. I understand there are few Buddhist. Yorba the number. Now at the beginning stage, it is very important to practice with patience. You should not expect too much. And you see, inner development will take time. Not like you see, since I mean everything's with computer and these automatic machines. So you may feel that inner development also some kind of, you see, very automatic things. Not like that way. So you see, with a certain, you see, button, I mean, press, then everything, I mean, coming. Not that way. So we'll take time. So you should not discourage by the, you see, difficult process or difficult, you see, development. Okay? Understand? Then one very important thing is the very purpose of religion is control yourself. The purpose of religion is not criticize other things. So you see, each individual, they are different taste and different mental, what do you call, disposition. So for certain people, certain teaching more suitable. For certain people, certain other teaching more suitable. So you see, under that circumstances, in a human society, the variety of teaching is, I think, very necessary and very useful. So a new Buddhist criticize the, I mean, Christians or other, I mean, faith, not nice. And equally, the other side criticize this side is also, I mean, not good. So really understand each other, respect each other, learning each other's experience, that is very nice. The main thing is control yourself and try to yourself a better human being. You see, through that we can contribute in the society. Buddhist, in certain case, for temporary reason, we may need certain retreat or isolation from the rest of other. But mainly, the very purpose of Buddha Dharma, very purpose of, I mean, the teaching is benefit for other. So that, therefore, we must serve for other in any means, in education field or in health field or in any field. We must deal with good motivation and serve for mankind. In a politics, in everywhere, particularly in the politics, with good motivation and serve for others, you see, through politics. Very right. So we must remain in the society. We should not disassociate from society. So in order to serve human society, we must remain in the society. You understand? And among Buddhists, I mean, ourselves, there are different school of different system or different method. And we should not feel sectarian. This teaching is better, that teaching is better, this sort of, you see, sectarian feeling is really poisonous. It is very sinful. Criticize others, other teaching or criticize other sect is not at all meaning. It's very, very bad. So this is my opinion to you. So at last, I must thank to all to you, and particularly this I'm a guest. Some of them very old, my old friend of mine. I'm very, very glad. Thank to you. Thank you very much. So that's all.